What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
And we are rolling into 2026, if you can believe Ooh. That, Kathy.
Yes.
It's I just finished up 30 years of being in business for More Insurance Services. And it's doing a blur. I can't believe how fast time goes by. It's just, you know, our kids were babies. Now they're one in college, one's, you know, sixth grader. Time just goes by in a hurry, doesn't it, Kathy?
Mm-hmm. It sure does.
So we have been in business for 30 years, so that would make us a pretty established business. And I would like to thank all my customers, employees, and staff for helping me be successful in the insurance business. And, you know, Zell Miller always had a saying, this old mountain saying, that if you see a turtle on a fence post, there's one thing for sure, it didn't get there by itself. And I feel very blessed because I've had a lot of people have helped me over the years, and to reach this milestone of 30 years is nice. The radio show we've been doing for 5 years, Kathy, mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Yep.
So I'd like to thank Jeff Batten, the station owner, and also Packy Smith here helping us every week doing the show. And we try to put out a useful show that is going to be practical for somebody, you know, in their business life, because this is part of what you have to do as an adult, is you have to buy insurance. If you own a car, if you own a house, everybody has to deal with this. And there's a lot of unknowns that people have when it comes to insurance, and they find out later after having the claim, and they don't really think about what they are doing at the time of purchase. They're looking at just one thing, which is the price, and it's very important to look at price. And today's show, we're going to talk about, you know, how can you maybe save some money on your premium? Because what we've been seeing, we're talking about, if you've been following any type of news story, I know maybe things have capped off a little bit now, but we've been dealing with inflation mm-hmm. for the past, 4 or 5 years, particularly since COVID. Remember back in COVID, you couldn't get anything?
Right.
Like if you wanted to get a refrigerator, it might take 6 months to get it.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. So we've been seeing an inflationary time just in the economy in general. And, you know, now I think things are maybe cooled off when it comes to inflation. However, what we've seen from our side of the fence is, I would call it the inflation in the cost of insurance. It's been right. astronomical.
Right, especially Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And now it's hit North Carolina.
Yeah.
And so this is really, I mean, people are sticker shocked every day of the year that we see they're getting their renewal premiums. What the heck? My insurance has gone up 20%, and I have not had a claim. Nothing's changed. And it has been brutal, harsh, unfair. Anything I can think of, it's been a very inflationary time when it comes to premiums, is it not,
Kathy? Right, it has. But they're also with the inflation guard on most of the carriers or on your homeowner's policies. They're not just increasing the price, but they're increasing the coverage amount.
So let's explain what that is. Mm-hmm. So I was talking today about inflation in the cost of buying an insurance policy. Mm-hmm. Now, Kathy is bringing up a good point here, is what we're also seeing, if you've got, say, a property policy, a homeowner's policy, also the cost of building has inflated.
Yes.
And insurance companies are trying to keep pace with the increase in the building cost.
Right.
And what they're arbitrarily doing is they are raising the coverage A. So if you've got a house that's insured for $500,000, you may find out that they've decided to raise it by 8 or 10% over what you paid last year, or what was insured for last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that premium is based on the amount of coverage you're getting. So your coverages are going up, but also we're looking at the premium going up because there's more coverage. Maybe if it went up, let's just use simple math, which is there's probably not an inflation guard that's 10%, but
no.
If you had a $500,000 house and it was 10%, your house last year was insured for $500,000. Now it's insured for $550,000. And not only are you incurring a rate increase, but you're also paying premium on a higher amount of coverage, which is more money as well. Right. So it's just getting rough out there.
I don't think I've seen an inflation card being 10%. It's a lot less.
I don't
like
think
maybe
so.
1 or 2 or 3%. No,
I think
maybe.
It's more than that. I think it's been I think one company was doing like 8 or something.
Yeah,
so
it depends on the care and it depends on what type of house you have too. I don't think that's standard for lower than
I think it's big, especially big
$1 million, $2 million houses. That's we've been seeing some significance in those just because of the value.
So what we see is, and I'll go back to this all the time. I do not build houses.
Right.
Kathy does not build houses.
No, we do not.
Or somebody that's worked for us for 2 years that's just got out of college does not build houses.
No. Nope.
But yet we're held accountable, and we're supposed to put in information about a house into a program that gives us a rebuilding value.
Yes.
And it's all subjective. And mm-hmm. so I've always hated the fact that, we're supposed to be given a value for what your house is worth. Companies have what's called a replacement cost estimator, and that's normally driven off of what's called a company called Marshall Swift Beck, mm-hmm. and it's derived off a per square foot value of a house. So
right.
if you have 1,000 square feet, just simple math, and they say that it's $250 a square foot, then your house is going to be insured for $250.
But it's more than just the square footage; it's about specifics, like if you have a deck, or you have a porch, or you have a custom built home, or custom bathrooms, or a custom kitchen, or a builder's grade. There has to be all these specific things that they ask to calculate all this replacement cost estimator to get this value. Of course, they also send out inspectors also in addition to that. And sometimes we find that they want to go up higher. I mean, they come out and they change it. Not us ourselves, but the actual carrier will inspector will chime back and say it's overinsured or underinsured, which is helpful because we don't build houses, is what Mark's saying, and that's true. So,
well,
we do our very best to make it as accurate as possible and do the right thing to insure it properly.
We had one. It was probably last month, and the gentleman was very upset. We insured a house,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was over $1 million house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the company had sent out an inspector, and maybe it was like $1.2 million. And after the inspector came out, they said it needed to be $1.4 million.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only like a couple $100,000 increase in the coverage on the house. But the way, and I'm not an actuary that comes up with all these rates or whatever, but evidently the way the pricing points were structured, it was like a $1,400 increase in premium.
Mm-hmm.
And he had said, we had baited and switched him. And I understand what he's saying is. And we try to tell people, look, there's going to be an inspector come out. And if they adjust it, then we have nothing we can do about that.
Unless you have an appraisal. If you have an appraisal, like just had one done, we can send that to them and say, hey, they prefer to have it. They just won't take our word for it or the customer's word for it. They're pretty, they stay to this philosophy of how they're going to do it. So
it's really funny because just the psychology of the customer buying, it's almost like before when they want to buy a policy, they're wanting the house to be low, low, low. And then when you have a claim, they're wanting more, more, more.
It's just the way
people are, mm-hmm. So we're trying to come up with a reasonable amount to insure things. And then build materials fluctuate due to the economy. And if we had a Helene, now the price of build materials are going up because the supply and demand factor.
Plus, if the carriers have paid out so much money too, that affects the rates as well from big storms like that.
It's regulated by the states.
Because
you have to, most companies have to do the Department of Insurance is involved. And sometimes you have to, I can't remember all the different ways to do it.
They have to have it approved.
One you have to be approved. One was like a file and use kind of thing. And I think some companies that are not maybe, they're domiciled out of the state of Georgia, North Carolina, can kind of dictate what they want to. Because if they're not regulated by the Department of Insurance, So that's something I don't really get involved in as an agent, but I'm kind of aware of it. But I can tell you that we're seeing a lot of, you know, we have been through a period of inflation in insurance premiums. And I'm hoping 2026 will be more flat. I don't know. I'm hoping things are going to continue to go up, but I'm hoping we're not going to be seeing as much of a jump as we've seen in the past, because it has definitely jumped a lot.
Well, Georgia's passing tort reform, which will help with rates, hopefully, to not go up higher than they are already.
We don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens.
I'd like to get somebody on the show that could talk to us about that, because we had John Chastain as a guest last year that was involved in tort reform. I'd like to have him back on here to talk about it. And I've also got a gentleman that I've loosely know, John Barber, who's the liaison between the independent agents in Georgia, and he's basically a lobbyist, you know, trying to lobby against, you know, trying to have, you know, rate increases and things of that nature. So anyway, we will be wrapping up the first segment of the show, and after the break, we'll talk about how can you, as a consumer, what can you do to get discounts to try to save money on your insurance premium. My name is Mark Moore, and you're listening, and my wife, Kathy Moore, and you're listening to Peace of Mind on WJRB.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have five locations. Three of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. They're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot, there in the South State Bank building, right there in the building, but we're not part of the bank there and across from the post office right there in Blairsville. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. We are in the red brick building next door to the hospital. It's called Town Trace. So come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And lastly, our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina. We're next to United Community Bank there. We're located at 157 Highway 64 West there in Hayesville. Then we also have another location called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance, and it's located in Murphy, North Carolina, and it's on Highway 64 West as well. You can go right past Arby's, and so we're next to So Good's restaurant. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia, and it's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance. We're located between the Burger King and United Community Bank there and Blue Ridge. So come by and see us there, and we'd love to help you with your insurance. You can also check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And also we're on Facebook, so you can like us there as well. Also on our website, you can listen to all these podcasts if you've missed one. And also if you like to request a quote, you can also do that as well. So you can go and check that out for us.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. So here we are in 2026. And we've been talking before the break about what we saw in 25. We were saw just an inflationary time in insurance premiums. We've seen rates go up. We've seen premiums increase. It's been a rough time for us and our customers. You know, we're trying to explain it, first of all. I mean, it's hard to explain to somebody, why did my insurance go up 20%? Why I didn't have a claim? You know, right. Why is this? What's happening? And, you know, the insurance business is a for-profit business. So if they're not making money, they're going to increase rates. And it's just, that's what we've been seeing, is companies are struggling sometimes with profitability. And we've also seen companies that have actually just made an exit. One company, Central Mutual, just pulled all their personal insurance out of the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. My grandfather had contracted with them back in 1946, been there since, you know, been there for a long time. And
well, they're still there. It's just they're not doing personal lines.
They pulled their personal insurance out. So all those customers had to find a replacing policy.
Right.
Another one was Donegal, pulled out of Georgia. So we're seeing companies are just exiting the state. And that's nothing new per se. We had, you know, Penn National used to be in Georgia back in the 80s. And my uncle and my grandfather in Atlanta had a big relationship with them, and they just pulled out of the state. And it was just, you know, back in the days where there were some, it was a political issues with the Department of Insurance that was causing some rifts between care insurance companies, and you know, the it was just a it's a bad time, because you want to have availability, you want to have good, you want to have competition. Competition is what's going to, you know, drive the cost of things. And you know, if you don't have that, then you're seeing very few carriers now, and we're seeing rates, and it's been a restricted market. And not only is premiums going up, it's getting harder to get coverage on things. Right.
Well, what's nice about us is we're an independent insurance agency. We do insurance with numerous companies. So if there is rate increases on one carrier, people can come in and we can shop their rate for that, so which is helpful. Sometimes we can save more money or sometimes not, but we look at the discounts, which is, I think we wanted to discuss, is the how you get discounts. You can have a higher deductible that helps with your actual premium. You can also have all your policies with one carrier, because some carriers will give a home and auto discount. You have an umbrella that give you more of a discount on your home and auto, as well as the umbrella. They'll give you discounts for life, you know, life insurance policies. So those things, something like that, you need to look at. Sometimes it's best not to have everything with the same company or price, but I feel like it's important to have it with the same carrier, because if there is a question with who's going to cover what, we don't want the companies pointing fingers at each other. They're going to just be on the account, and they're on the risk. They're not going to be able to, you know, point fingers or change, like they're not going to take care of that. So
we're talking about, you know, saving in general. So I saw one recently that I think was a mistake. A customer had, it wasn't with us, but they had home and auto and umbrella with a particular insurance company. He shopped his rates. He was able to save money by changing his auto insurance. And this happens all the time. Somebody on TV, somebody you've changed
but
over.
Your umbrella is an issue now.
So the problem is, he had presumably the least amount of umbrella you can get is $1 million. He may have had a $4 million. I don't know. Let's just say he had $1 million, the least amount. So the minute he moved his auto insurance away from the company that had his umbrella, home, and auto, now his auto's not with this company, the insurance company that he has would not insure the other new policy with the other company underneath their umbrella.
So
he lost at a minimum $1 million of coverage. Now, he saved money on premium, but I didn't ever know the rest of the story. You remember Paul Harvey, Kat?
Yeah.
The rest, nobody would know if he's younger, but like we don't know, but it appears that he for sure lost $1 million of coverage by making that move. And right. I don't think the agency that he was with didn't advise him about this. And you got to be very careful messing around with not having the umbrella with
company. A lot of companies right now, even non-renewing umbrellas in the state of Georgia, like they're not going to do them anymore.
Or
if they do them, they're only going to do $1 million. And that's a problem. Because some people that are affluent or have a lot of assets need to have a higher, you know, higher umbrella. But because of how bad things are in Georgia right now, and people are not they're not profitable. They play out so many claims, and there's a lot of different people that are getting sued because people just have, you know, to sue for whatever. That's becoming an issue with the carriers actually having umbrellas. There's quite a few that we are A+, A and best rated companies that basically are still doing them, but there are some limitations on that.
So going back to our topic this week, you know, you can save money on insurance by just cutting all your coverages out. You can reduce all your coverages. You can go down to minimum limits, and that would be a short-term gain for a potential long-term disaster. So let's take it off the table. We don't want to have to see somebody just cut all their coverages out, but sometimes people do.
Interest.
It's all I can afford. I'm not going to carry $1 million umbrella anymore. I'm not going to carry $500,000 a lot, but I'm going down to whatever the minimum is.
Well,
so that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you could be legal to do that. But taking that out of the equation, as Kathy referenced, you know, you can raise your deductible, so you're better off to have maybe going from a 500 $500 deductible to $1,000 and save the money there.
You can go up to $2,500, depending on $5,000.
$2,500 might be appropriate in these right. days, especially on a million-dollar house. You might want a $10,000 deductible
right.
just to be able to save money. So we are, I know we're fastly running out of time here, and you know, we kind of set the table today about what we're seeing with the premiums are going up. Maybe we didn't quite get around to all the discounts that we'd like to present, but maybe that would be a good topic for next week's show to kind of continue this process. And how can you save money on your insurance premium? And we'll talk about it some more next week. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and you've been listening to Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.